Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Burn 30 Support Call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific Time, 7:40 Mountain Time, 8:40 Central Time, and 9:40 Eastern Time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can always pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the Digital for Anti-Aging. As always, we're thrilled to have you along with us this morning. I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. If you're listening to this and it's a podcast, you can catch us live by dialing in to 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022 to join us live, and we would be delighted to have you along with us. As I said, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Our panel does these calls in support of your Tier 90 efforts, and I came to the TR90 program about, probably about 14 years ago when they first released it, and I've been very happy with it, so much so that I was able to lose 20 body inches even though I did not lose an ounce that I'd been trying to lose, for about 15, 20 years before that. Absolutely adore this program. So when you're first starting out, I'm a teacher by trade, and so I am always looking to find information that will help support that TR90 lifestyle because I know how important it is and how important it is to have that extra support. So when you're first starting out with the TR90 program, that is your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals. My personal experience has been that taking them with your meals, it still works very efficiently. Then, So after you're taking your supplements, you've got 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, which are your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, all of what I like to call the big chunks of things. Then the other thing that fruits and vegetables give you is your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals. And many times they're working in synergy with one another, especially if you're getting them fairly close to the source. And the last thing that fruits and vegetables help you with is fiber. And fiber helps in two ways. One of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. And for that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily for those purposes. And if you're getting all that fiber, well, you'll want to get up and get moving. 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise 5 days a week. That's your bottom baseline minimum for exercise. It can be whatever exercise gets you up and moving, excited to move. Switch it up periodically because your muscles will sometimes get bored with what they're doing. And it could be furious house cleaning. It could be high intensity workouts. It could be whatever you want as long as you're getting that 30 minutes in. It can be in a 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks. Whatever fits your lifestyle and works best for you. And if you're getting all that exercise, then you need to start thinking about that hydration. And your baseline for hydration is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water and you bump it up from there. If you're in a humid area and you're sweating profusely, that also will dehydrate you. So you may need to increase it then as well. The other thing that I have discovered is that the more fresh fruits and vegetables you get, if they have a lot of water content, that actually will count for some of your baseline of water to keep you hydrated. And many times dehydration starts making your body think that you're hungry when really, in fact, you're thirsty. So you can always take and drink a glass of water and then wait 5 minutes, see if that really was what you needed or if it was really the food. And with that, let's see, 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night is something else I highly recommend. All the studies I've done over the last couple of decades indicate that getting that good quality sleep sets your brain up for making good decisions, clears out toxins, does a series of system resets while you're sleeping. It sets your brain up for making good decisions for the next couple of days. And if you're short on sleep, maybe see about taking a power nap. See if that will help kind of top your sleep tank off, so to speak. And as I said, it does restore muscles and tissues. It just does a wealth of really important things while you're sleeping. With that being said, today's information is coming from this Time Special Edition, The Science of Exercise. This came out in March of 2024. And this particular article was written by Alice Parks, How Exercise Keeps You Young. And today's probably going to be fairly short, I'm guessing, because there's not a lot of information left in this particular article. One size does not fit all. Exactly. How much exercise is needed to maintain your muscles, cells, youthful vigor is still being studied, but experts agree that if you are relatively sedentary, even a small amount of activity is better than none at all. Remember that in the first study, people were mostly inactive and they only pushed themselves at a moderate intensity for about 20 minutes. Pair that with other research about sedentary behavior, and it's now clear that there are few worse things for your health than not moving. And it becomes evident that even a little can do a lot of good. If you're already active, gradually building up to more exercise with increasingly longer walks and or intense sessions at the gym or in the pool is one way to increase the benefit over time. So while humans pursue the inevitable and the inevitably fruitless hunt for the fountain of youth, there's comfort to be had in the fact that exercise is an anti-aging strategy with a lot of science to support it. It's available to you for free, no matter where you live and how old you may be. And as I've worked with some elderly people over the years, in addition to the kids that I teach, it's real evident that when they're not moving, the more their body just kind of seizes up. So getting that exercise in is really important. Frank was saying last week that if you're getting, you know, they used to say 10,000 steps was the gold standard to aim for. And now they have somewhat revised that, but if you're getting somewhere between 6,000 to 8,000 steps a day, that is quite sufficient, but definitely getting up and moving is really important. It keeps your muscles and bones limber and your tendons limber. And I've seen people that when they don't get up and move, their body just kind of seizes up on them. So really important to get that exercise in. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information about new skin, the company, what's coming out. Tomorrow we'll have Frank up. I'll be back on Thursday talking about three more sneaky benefits of exercise that might be beneficial for you. Everything is, you know, we always, like I said, we're always looking for additional information to share with you that's going to be beneficial for your lifestyle and really help set you up for making good decisions going forward. If you would like to leave me any thoughts or comments when I release this, you can definitely do that at the end of, before or the end of the call. And if you're somewhat shy about speaking up or nervous about it, you can definitely send me a text to 503-502-4863. And I would be delighted to make your acquaintance, and B, make sure that you don't end up in my spam folder. Just let me know you're part of the TR90 program, and we will get that taken care of. I want you to go out there and make it a great day. So there we have it, my friends, why exercise is anti-aging. Hope you found that of interest. And if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release this. Have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you back tomorrow. Break.